I may need you to take a wild ass guess on the next question.
Yes.
SARS, is it a scam?
No. The reason I say that is because I know two people. Well, here's what I know. Two people I know had it. One of them is a person that travels every week to Asia. And when they came back, they were a little bit under the weather. But a person that they hung out with that day came down with what I'm going to call a 30-day respiratory infection that was similar symptoms to, like, you know, emphysema, asthma, bronchitis. They are a lung type anyway, because I hung and I didn't get it.
Right.
But I'm pretty bulletproof these days. But they did, and they're, like, I would call a lung constitution, and one day I'll explain that. But and they developed this 30-day respiratory infection, and which involved a lot of coughing and hacking and breathing difficulty, and they weren't getting rid of it. And I had to turn them on to what I call, you know, my routine that I already explained to you, where you dump a whole bottle of Echinacea and a half a bottle of Supertonic and a liter of water, sip it down all during a day, do that for a couple days, and lo and behold, this person's entire infection was gone in 2 days.
See, that's unbelievable.
But I was starting to worry that they were getting close to where the average person would consider them ambulatory or need to be hospitalized. So to answer your question, I don't know about SARS, but I have seen two people that came back from the Orient, and the day they came back, one of them was sick, and within a couple days, the one that was with them got sick, and it was both this, like, acute but intensive respiratory infection. Now, what people have done with that information, as we know in the world of politics, people will, you know, do anything to get us immunized or, you know, vaccinated or anything they want. The airline industries may use it against themselves or for themselves, and everybody takes anything and runs with it. But I have seen two people sick.
So then your recommendation to get over that, besides Echinacea,
yeah,
Supertonic?
Well, you know, the first thing is Echinacea tells your immune system, this is how I often say to people, I'll go superfood, Echinacea, and Supertonic. Echinacea tells your immune system to turn on. It'll help you dramatically increase your number of T cells, B cells, immune chemicals like interferon, interleukin. All your immune system will turn on, and it will double, triple, quadruple the amount of these immune chemicals and cells you have. But I always tell people, hey, it can't build them from pizza and beer.
Right.
So I always say get superfood in, because that gives your bloodstream a full blast, a full spectrum of nutrition. Then when the Echinacea goes in, your body has the fuel it needs to build the immune cells. But while the Echinacea is working, the Supertonic is going to kill any bad guy that exists.
Okay.
Any bacteria, any virus, any fungus. Supertonic is my version of a plague formula.